Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. After months of rumors, Apple today held its highly anticipated September event to announce the iPhone 13, the Apple Watch Series 7, and much more. We've got a lot of details to get through today, so let's get going. The event kicked off with the introduction of an all-new entry-level iPad, marking its ninth generation update. The new iPad is powered by Apple's A13 Bionic processor, which Apple says provides a 20% boost in performance. According to Apple, the entry-level iPad is now 6 times faster than the best-selling Android tablet and 3 times faster than the best-selling Chromebook. In terms of design, the new iPad is largely the same as its predecessor, with a 10.2-inch display. One notable change is that True Tone display technology is now available for the first time. This feature adjusts the screen content to the color temperature of the room for a more pleasant experience. The iPad 9 has also added a new ultra-wide front-facing camera with support for Center Stage, which automatically pans the camera to keep users in frame as they move around in video calls, in FaceTime, and third-party applications. Apple has also doubled the base storage configuration from 32GB to 64GB for the same $329 starting price. The ninth generation iPad is available to order from today, and the first shipments will arrive on Friday, September 24th. Next up, attention shifted to the iPad Mini, which has gotten a complete and drastic redesign. The new iPad Mini features an 8.3-inch display with slim bezels around the edges. The home button has been removed in favor of a new Touch ID-equipped power button. On the bottom, you'll find USB-C connectivity, which replaces the Lightning port. And there is also now support for the second generation Apple Pencil. The iPad Mini is powered by Apple's newest A15 Bionic processor, and it features support for 5G. Apple says the 6-core CPU delivers a 40% jump in performance, and the 5-core GPU offers an 80% jump in graphics performance compared to the previous generation iPad Mini. And just like the entry-level iPad, the new iPad Mini also features an ultra-wide front-facing camera with Center Stage support. The back camera also now features a 12-megapixel sensor with focus pixels and a larger aperture. The new iPad Mini is available to order today with prices starting at $499 for 64GB of storage. You can upgrade to 256GB and cellular connectivity for added prices. The first orders will arrive next Friday, September 24th. Moving on from the iPad portion of today's event, Apple shifted its focus to the Apple Watch and officially announced the Apple Watch Series 7. This is where things got a bit interesting. Unlike rumors had predicted, the Apple Watch Series 7 features a similar design to its predecessor, with rounded edges, not flat edges like some rumors had said. The Apple Watch Series 7 is, however, available in 41mm and 45mm sizes, as expected. This means you get larger displays on both models, with Apple saying the bezels are 40% smaller, leading to a 20% increase in screen size. Other notable improvements include 33% faster speeds for charging, with Apple now saying it will take just 45 minutes to go from 0% to 80%. And in terms of design, the Apple Watch Series 7 is available in 5 different aluminum colors: green, blue, red, starlight, and silver. Stainless steel and titanium colors are unchanged from the Series 6, including silver, graphite, gold, natural, and space black. Sadly, there is no official release date for the new Apple Watch just yet. Apple Watch Series 7 will be available sometime later this fall, according to Apple, which means it could become available sometime in October, November, or even December. We are sponsored this week by iMazing, the Swiss Army knife of iOS device management. iMazing is a desktop application for macOS and Windows that lets you take control of your iOS data. You can make Time Machine-style wireless backups, transfer documents, media, and content, and dig deeper into system files to access device and battery diagnostics and much more. And of course, privacy and security are at the forefront of iMazing. Backups can be encrypted for maximum privacy, and all data is local on your computer. iMazing is especially useful during this time of the year because you can use the free version of the application to back up your iPhone or iPad before updating to iOS 15 and before trading in your device for a new iPhone 13. Standard backup and restore is free, but if you want additional control over the process, like choosing which apps and data you move to your new iPhone, you can get a 30% discount off all personal iMazing licenses for a limited time at iMazing.com/9to5. Apple rounded out the event today by officially announcing the iPhone 13 lineup, which consists of the iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 mini, the iPhone 13 Pro, and the iPhone 13 Pro Max. First off, the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini feature designs that are relatively similar to their predecessors, but the notch is around 20% smaller in terms of width. The mini and the 13 feature improved Super Retina XDR OLED displays with a 28% increase in max outdoor brightness, as well as a higher peak brightness for HDR content such as photos and videos. Apple also says that the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini include a massive leap in camera design, with a new wide-angle camera that gathers 47% more light for less noise and brighter images. Apple has also added sensor shift optical image stabilization to the 13 and 13 mini, a feature that was previously exclusive to the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Apple says that this stabilizes the sensor instead of the lens, so shots are more steady and there is less variation from image to image. Apple also says the ultra-wide camera includes a new sensor that captures images in more detail in the dark and videos with less noise. The iPhone 13 also introduces a new cinematic mode feature, which records videos of people, pets, and objects with a depth of field effect with automatic focus changes. This is basically the portrait mode feature that has been available for still images, but now available for video. Apple also says the focus can be changed during and after capture, and users can adjust the level of bokeh in the Photos app and in iMovie. Apple is also introducing something it calls photographic styles, which it describes as customized preferences and filters that intelligently apply the right adjustments to different parts of the photo to ensure important elements like skin tones are preserved. The iPhone 13 and 13 mini are powered by Apple's newest A15 Bionic processor, but more details on performance improvements compared to the iPhone 12 are unclear as of now. Efficiency improvements, however, have led to improved battery life, with the iPhone 13 offering up to 2.5 more hours than the iPhone 12, and the iPhone 13 mini offering 1.5 hours more than the iPhone 12 mini. Pricing for the iPhone 13 and 13 mini is the same as before, but the base configuration and storage has been doubled. The iPhone 13 mini starts at $699 for 128GB of storage, while the iPhone 13 starts at $799. Both devices will be available to pre-order on Friday in red, starlight, midnight, pink, and blue. The first orders will arrive on Friday, September 24th. Finally, Apple introduced the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, its two flagship iPhones for the year. Similarly, there are a few design changes to these devices, but you do get a slightly smaller notch and a much larger camera bump on the back, The iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max are also powered by the A15 Bionic processor and offer many of the same camera features as the non-Pro models, including cinematic mode for video, photographic styles, and more. Both models also feature an ultra-wide camera with a 92% boost in low-light performance, an f1.8 aperture, autofocus, and a 6-element lens. The wide camera packs an f1.5 aperture and an up to 2.2 times improvement in low-light, and the telephoto camera includes a new 3x optical zoom sensor for the first time. Other camera features include a new macro photography feature, which allows users to capture sharp and stunning images where objects appear larger than life, with the feature magnifying subjects with a minimum focus distance of 2 centimeters. There's also support for ProRes video recording for the first time, night mode on all three cameras, and Smart HDR 4. In terms of battery life, the iPhone 13 Pro will last up to 1.5 hours longer than the 12 Pro, and the 13 Pro Max will last up to 2.5 hours longer than its predecessor. Finally, and perhaps most notably, both the iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max include ProMotion displays for the first time. This brings an adaptive refresh rate display to the iPhone several years after it first came to the iPad Pro. The ProMotion display supports an adaptive refresh rate from 10 Hz to 120 Hz. The iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max start at $999 and $1099, respectively, in terms of price. Notably, there is also a new 1TB storage configuration option for the first time. Both devices will be available to pre-order on Friday in graphite, gold, silver, and an all-new Sierra Blue. The first orders will arrive on Friday, September 24th. In addition to the new hardware today, Apple also announced its next round of software updates, including iOS 15, watchOS 8, and iPadOS 15, as coming on Monday, September 20th. What we didn't get during today's event, however, were AirPods 3 or new Macs. So this means Apple still has more up its sleeve to hold another special event sometime in October or November. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.